both will jump to their existence. Of course, this table will not say yes, but being here is that affirmation of yes. So every single piece of existence understands this, not you. Why? Because you don't know what to believe and what not. You are confused. There are things that you don't believe, or you believe, but if we dig, we find the opposite. Let's talk about one of your beliefs. Let's talk about a column. A talking, crying column. We call it, oh, the sorrow column.
Column.
Why? It happened like this, not a column even. This is an old, rotten, dried out body of a tree. But in that desert, even that little piece of wood is good. And Muhammad was used to lay up on it and talk for Muslims. Later on, progress was there. Industrial Revolution changed everything. They prepared some fantastic chair for Muhammad to climb up. When he climbed up to speak, suddenly he stopped. We have to tell the story like this. He stopped and he noticed that that little column piece of wood, dead wood, is crying. And Muhammad said, hey, why are you crying? He said, because I was a lucky one. You were always leaning upon me. So I had a use. Now you have that big chair and I'm here. What should I do? Muhammad had pity for this piece of wood and said, okay, what do you want? Do you want me to bring you back to life and have fruit for everyone? Or do you want me to make you one of the trees in the Garden of Eden? What was the choice? He said, I prefer that Eden one. Why? Because he, the column, had already experienced the death. So the column knows that nothing here is for eternity. Eternity is over there. This is one story. We talk about it, Rumi will bring this story, and we say, okay, I'll tell you this story. Ask yourself, do you believe that that piece of wood cried or not? Of course, when I say it like this, and if I point to you, you will say, yes, of course I believe it. But really, honestly, do you believe it or not? Because that's one of the points. Let's see how we will make this point. Are you ready?
Yes.
Please.
We're doing the How the Morning Pillar story again.
We are doing the Morning Pillar was right. Complaining.
How the Morning Pillar complained when they made a pulpit for the Prophet, on whom be peace, for the multitude had become great, and said, we do not see thy blessed face when thou art exhorting us. And how the Prophet and his companions heard that complaint, and how Mustafa conversed with the pillar in clear language.
Okay, this was the title. Remember the title problem, I told you that. In youth I was misled, I believed that this title doesn't belong to Rumi. Later I realized that Rumi did it. Okay, yeah. But Rumi didn't do it like this. Everybody believed that this is the title, we could change it, so they changed it. But there are some points in the titles. Here, Rumi, even in the title, insists that it's not Muhammad who is hearing that cry. All the companions will hear it. Notice that? Let's hear it, yes.
The Morning Pillar was complaining of separation from the Prophet, just as rational beings.
This rational being in original is Arbabe Oku. Arbab is the plural of Rab, means the owner, the goddess, the goddess, and the owner, and the proprietor, and all that. And Ogul is the plural of Abel, means the wise men, the people who have Abel. The pillar was acting like them. Yes?
The prophet said, O pillar, what dost thou want? It said, my soul is turned to blood because of parting from thee.
Wait. Parting from thee doesn't do. One word is over there, which is one of the most. Yes, farah. Remember, at the beginning, Rumi said, in those verses that we haven't read yet, right at the beginning, he said, I need a chest torn apart by this separation. Farah is separation. And time, again and again, I have to come back to this separation. I talk about it a lot because it's one of our problems, really. What is separation?
Isolation.
First of all, nowadays we know that whatever exists are interconnected. Now we have realized the connections. We were ignorant, we didn't know. Now we know that everything is related to the rest of the universe. There is this butterfly effect. Everything will influence everything, right? So what is separation? There is no separation. Separation is an illusion. Belongs to
logic.
Intelligence, apple. It starts right at the beginning of life itself. Please do not forget it. Separation is not my illusion. Separation is the illusion of bacteria. That bacteria thinks that there is that me and the rest of the universe. But there is no such a thing. Separation is an illusion. That's why firaq is the key word here. Here the pillar will say, my John, my essence of life is bloody, is full of blood because of this separation. Yes?
I was your support. You have run away from me. You have devised a place to lean against upon the pulpit. Do you desire, said he, to be made a date palm? The people of the east and the west shall gather fruit from you? Or that he should make you a cypress in yonder world, so that you will remain everlastingly fresh and flourishing? It replied, I desire that whereof the life is enduring forever. Hearken, O heedless one, be not thou less than a piece of wood.
This. Remember this. There are times that Rumi will do this. You! And we point sharply towards you. This is one of those moments. Say, listen! Don't be worse than this piece of wood. Means this is something that you should always remember. The choice is given to a piece of wood between having everything or a touch of eternity. And he chose that one. He gave up all the relative stuff and said, I would like that one, which is for eternity. And Rumi stopped and said, Bishnu ay qafil chamas chudi mabash. Qafil means somebody who doesn't pay attention.